Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 11th, 2025. I just got off the phone with the gentleman that just asked me this question, and I just think it's kind of interesting how serendipitous this all can be at times. He is a very interesting guy. He has been listening to our podcast here for years, he said, and even when I was on radio. His name is Jess. He is a local here in Monterey, and he wanted to clarify his question to me, so we're going to get into it. He sent me an email, and it just said, "What now?" And I wasn't quite sure what now meant, so I wanted to make sure I was exact in my assumption and presumption, my interpretation. So he talked about the idea that the world is falling apart. Nothing is the same. He is about 55 years old, he said, and he is very concerned about the future, about the world, about where his place is in the world. He doesn't believe he, you know, has any real place in this world anymore. And he feels, I guess you could say, obsolete. So he wanted me to talk about that. And I said to Jess, you know, there's a lot of people I know that are in my generation, really old people like me, who feel the same way. I myself just do not care about fitting in the world. And if that's what you mean, and if what you mean by fitting in the world means social, political, then you're going to miss the whole opportunity of this lifetime and what we're here for. So it is important to me that you understand the nature of your question. We have outgrown ourselves. I shouldn't really say that. It's even worse than that. We've gone past what we are viable for, what we're good for. Really, we have. We exist in this world. We've gone past the whole idea of what has importance to us and the importance that we think is vital to our life is no more. Other generations are taking what we cherished and they're saying, not so important to us. We live, the generations behind us, they're YOLOs. They live only once. That's the way they believe, that you only live once, and that the only thing that matters is what you can do to squeeze every drop of the juice out of this life and take it for yourself. And this is just the way people are now. And it's not the same with us. We were ones that were against the Vietnam War and all that other stuff. And all that is social political stuff that really you can look at and it doesn't matter anymore. What matters is, do you get where you are? You're here. And as long as you're here, you should not be living according to the environment of here. Maybe you would be happier living beyond the environment and start realizing something. You wouldn't be here as you are now if there wasn't something very important for you and me to understand, for us to self-realize, as it were. In my generation, it was all about learning about the self and learning how to deal with it and what it really was, what made up this idea, in my case of Gregory, in your case of Jess. So we looked at ourselves and we went, well, who are we? What are we? These are interesting questions, but the problem is that we can't get to the answer because we're so impulsive. And in that impulse, we doubt many things. Our mental acuity comes into play. And one of my students said to me recently in a counseling session that although he attends everything that I offer and workshops and such, he knows that his human side does not believe that meditation is possible, much less helpful. He understands that. I understand that about him. And so I asked him, so why do you keep trying? And he just shrugs his shoulders as he always does and goes, I don't know. There is something deep inside of us, very, very deep. There are seeds that have been planted in many a lifetime that we have lived in various forms. In these seeds are the reality of our life, how we live, what we live for, the way we live. These seeds are the seeds of another world, of another dimension. And sometimes these seeds are allowed to germinate and to mature. And when they are allowed to do that, many, many beautiful things happen. This happens in some of us. You remember the parable that Jesus taught about the throwing seeds. Some will fall, you know, on stony areas. Some will be scorched by the sun. Others will fall into fertile ground. And this is very true. This is all in my unconscious mind, your unconscious mind. And most of us do not understand our unconscious. It holds so many mysteries. So what now? Well, live here. Don't live from the seeds and the thoughts that you've had of doubt and fear. Those things are of the nature of our human body, our human self. So live here, right now, in this present life that you are in, and learn how to be present in that life, which means to seek awareness, to become aware of what is going on within you. What is the depth of you? What is it that makes you possible? What is it inside you that brought you to me to make you make this phone call, Jess? This is very, very important. There must be something in you that is seeking or wants acknowledgement. And it's not something that makes sense to your logic and your reasoning. It's not something that is biological. It is not something intellectual. It's something beyond that. And to live beyond those elements within you is very, very important. Very important. That's where the presence of love is found. And if there is anything that we're here for, as it were, it would be that presence of a great love that is always blooming inside of us, but we just don't recognize it because we put too many things before it. Our hatred, our fear, our insecurity, our anger, our assumptions, our presumptions, all of that. We make it really, really ugly. And in doing so, we let our minds, you know, go. We don't take care of our minds. Many of my students, Jess, are struggling now with their minds. I told them years and years and years ago, you have to take care of your mind. And I showed them how to do it, how to keep their mind in a place where it could serve the higher purposes of their nobility, their virtue. But many of them didn't believe me. They went off on their own tangent thinking that, you know, it was more important to be happy and wealthy and all those other things that human beings want to compensate for the human being, which really can't be done, but people like to think it can. So that's my answer to you. What now? Everything. Everything is here. Everything is about wherever you are here. Live here, wherever this is, wherever it is within you, and seek the way, no matter how silly or how mystical it may seem, how confusing, live in the way of your heart. That's what it's really all about. I hope that helps you. I really do. Thank you for the conversation. Thank you for the email, and May this all serve you well and my loving audience. Back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. As always, namaste.